Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, thanks so very much. Coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there, and to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. The great job you guys and gals do. You can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler. We're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the things we have over there, including the link to this person right here, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Yippee-yo, cow patty. They're out on the porch. They're waving. They're yelling. It's 56 degrees, and they're going back in. Goodbye. There they go. They went right back in. All right, are you ready to say the pledge? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
All right, I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, obviously, Joe Biden went to Mexico, stopped off at El Paso on the way down, and everybody wanted to know, well, where'd the people go that were here? Where'd the people go? Well, they didn't go far. It didn't take long for the media to find out where they went because they went over and started to interview them and whatnot. But it was really something to watch and see. I wonder if the Border Patrol really leveled with President Biden.
Well, I don't know that we're going to necessarily know that. But the whole thing was a Potemkin village.
Yep.
He didn't talk to a single migrant. He didn't talk to a single landowner, a rancher, or a farmer. They interviewed Admiral Kirby yesterday.
Yep.
And Kirby said, oh, he was only focused on, you know, talking about the resources for the government. If you make the trip, the first trip that you really ever made in your political career.
Yep.
And you don't take, the whole thing into the visit, then the visit means nothing.
Right. I agree.
So, Governor Abbott gave him the letter.
Yep.
Described quickly what was in the letter. And then Biden was asked later on if he his response to the letter, and he said he hadn't read it, which is insulting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it was full of photo opportunities. I mean, that's why he was there. And, of course, none with migrants. And Biden, of course, visited a port of entry and a migrant processing center in El Paso with no migrants present.
Correct.
Yep. So they were doing a great job processing, weren't they?
I have the question, though, and I haven't been able to find the answer, and that is every encounter that they have with migrants, are those migrants photographed, and do they have their fingerprints? And I don't know the answer to that. Now, that's encounters that they have, not the gotaways and that kind of thing. So I don't know the answer to that.
One would think they do, but I wouldn't swear to it. Because this is like the game you can't shoot straight.
That's a problem.
So it is a problem, a big problem, and you are right with that. All right, well, I guess we'll have to check it out and see what happens the next time around. The media, of course, continuing on its desperation to spin every minute in politics is bad for Republicans, has once again touted the Democrats' unity with Hakeem Jeffries as some sort of win because he got 15 rounds of votes all for him every time McCarthy ran for Speaker. Jeffries got all of the votes from the Democrats, so they're touting that as a big win for the Democrats. I fail to see that.
Okay. I mean, so, but he did.
Yeah, I know he did, but what did he win?
Well, I mean, he was always going to be the minority leader.
Sure. Sure. But minority
but
leader.
That's
a, yeah.
But it's also been reported that when Pelosi was Speaker, she ran those Democrats, and these are their words, not mine, she ran it as a prison.
That's
and,
what
you know,
yep.
They were all under, you know, major threat of
yep.
whatever. So that's why she was always able to rely on the votes.
Yep, that's exactly what we were told. I remember reading that and mentioning it yesterday, that she had run everything as a prison. Okay, now I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And you want to give us a listen here, because we got a little something coming your way, and welcome aboard to our friends over in Orlando.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, and Geico's been saving people money for going on 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, if you want to find out more about them, go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, the website, geico.com, and you can not only get a rate quote for the car you're driving or the truck you're driving, but you can also bundle your motorcycle or your ATV or your boat or your RV over there and save some money doing that. But where you really save the money, big time, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on that policy. You'll find out how much money you'll save when you do it. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and either take care of it over there or get the phone, name and phone number and address for your local agent and do it that way. Either way, check them out. See what they have to say. You might be surprised. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, in a Sunday tweet, Representative Steve Scalise posted the tweet that listed four priorities for the week. Yesterday, right off the bat, they got to one of them, and they took care of it. And that was to defund the 87,000 new IRS agents. So kudos to them for that.
Correct.
What's coming next?
I just read that yesterday, and one of them is to do the committee to investigate how the federal government has become weaponized.
Correct.
Against,
correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think there's going to be a China committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they did some committee assignments, too. So, so there you go.
Well, the one about China that that really stuck out to me was to end the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is the oil sales to China. Just stop it altogether.
Well, and to refill it. But Biden came out and said, we're not going to do it until we can make some money at doing it. And right now, that can't be done because of the price of oil.
Right.
So that is still a colossal problem. And it's a problem of his own making.
And they also want to hold the woke prosecutors accountable.
Correct.
That ought to be interesting.
A lot of work to be done. I don't know which committees are going to be doing which. I don't know if, you know, how much is going to be on the Judiciary Committee or the Oversight Committee. So it'll be interesting to see who takes those.
Now, the Russian oligarch named Abramovich, was he on the side of Russia or Ukraine?
Actually, that's a good question.
Because we found out yesterday that he had moved $4 billion of his money to his children weeks before the Ukraine invasion.
A lot of them were doing that. They knew this was coming. And let's see, he transferred super yachts, private jets, about $4 billion. He actually owns at least 10 yachts.
Wow.
So, there's a bunch of property, some real estate. There's 10 offshore trusts. Now, he is a sanctioned Russian oligarch. So, yeah, there you go. He's an associate of Putin. So
okay, all right.
All right, that makes there you sense. Go.
Now, we had all kinds of chaos in Brazil over the weekend with protesters storming the Capitol and destroying the Supreme Court and the Congress. 1,500 arrests reported, still arresting people.
That's actually around 3,000 now.
Okay. And Bolsonaro has shown up in Florida where he's in
He's been in Florida for quite some time. He's in Orlando in a rental property, and he just recently went into the hospital for some abdominal treatment because I think in 2018 or 2019, when he was campaigning, he was stabbed. And so this is apparently some kind of complication that he's enduring because of being stabbed.
Well, it says he's in severe abdominal pain, whatever that is.
Yep, that's coming from his wife.
But the House Democrats are trying to have him deported back to the socialist Lula regime. I don't see that happening, but they're going to try, apparently.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, kick them while they're down, right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, the Kremlin suddenly has spoke up and said that the Ukrainian people are going to suffer even more for the new Western armored vehicles that the Ukraine is going to be getting, the Bradley tanks and the other tanks from Great Britain.
Again, more Kremlin propaganda, but I will tell you that I was just looking at several things, and because of the weather over there and how cold their winter is, there are fighters on both sides, especially on the Russian side, that are virtually freezing to death on the battlefield.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Double wow.
Virtually freezing.
Yeah, well, I know these Bradley tanks, the heaters they've got, you can actually carry people around, troops in the back underneath, but I'm sure they're not going to do but whatever they can get in there, six or five or something like that, some odd number. By the way, 65% of the Republicans polled say that they are loyal to the Donald Trump campaign.
I don't know who did that poll, but
Rasmussen.
Okay. I find that one. It'd be interesting to see what the question really was.
Sounds a little high.
Yes, it does to me too.
Yeah. Russia, by the way, we've heard more about the paramilitary Wagner group, that they're using them a lot more than what we thought outside the Ukraine. And by that, I mean, where are they using them at, besides the Middle?
So Latin America, Africa, Middle East. They, you know, they kind of cut their chops in Libya, to be honest with you. But, they're everywhere. Huh. And I would argue that in order to keep those forces there, when Putin, he selectively releases prisoners if they'll go to work for the Wagner group.
Uh-huh.
And I would also say that Victor Boot, you know, that sweet little exchange here that that Biden did, that Boot is actually working for and supporting the Wagner group.
Sure. Getting them weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Israel, with their seizure of $39 million to the Palestinian Authority, what was that all about?
Well, they should. I mean, the Palestinian Authority is probably one of the more corrupt entities in the Middle East. And remember that, you know, they pay the family, you know, lifetime salaries when one of them was a martyr and that kind of thing. And so, I'm good for that.
Now, there's a song called I'm Just Wild About Harry. But when it comes to Prince Harry, the English people are not wild about him at all. They don't care for him anymore.
You know, that's really a topic and a subject I couldn't care less about.
But it's a shame that it's come to that.
Well, there's more to it than anybody knows, but I would say that, you know, Meghan, she's got Harry under her spell, and she's, you know, done well at completely fracturing the royal family. So,
yep. Now here's one you'll like.
Finish with them.
Mars has unveiled the all-female M&M's candy packs to highlight women by flipping the status quo.
This is not the first thing that they've done to go whole woke, because I remember talking about it last year. And, and I'm was a very big fan of M&M's, and I'm not anymore. Won't do it.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
Sorry, you too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the things she has to write about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin is back in his home city. Doctors caring for Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center. On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New York Patriots. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Bills' game against the Cincinnati Bengals last week after suffering cardiac arrest. Physicians said it'll still be too early to know if Hamlin will be able to play football again. They reiterated an update given last week that appears Hamlin is neurologically intact. Paramount Plus is releasing the teaser trailer for its upcoming series, Grease: Rise of the Pink Ladies. It takes place 4 years before the original Grease film. It follows four fed-up outcasts that want to have fun on their own terms and spark a moral debate that changes right or high forever. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment on a Tuesday, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And when you do that, then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here where I'm at. I'm on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're on the west side of Tampa Bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, in either case, you want to give them a call at 800-659-2080. and ask to take the tour at one or both of those campuses. Now, first, you should go to the website, NAA.edu, and take a look and see what it is they do and how they do it, and see if this is something that you might want to consider, because I'll tell you right now, this is a lifetime job, because you can work anywhere in the world as an aviation maintenance technician once you get certified. The website again, NAA.edu, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., the student campus locations, and the phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, in case you missed it, the U.S. announced its largest Ukraine aid package yet, worth some $3.75 billion, which includes Bradley tanks and other armored vehicles, as well as $907 million more in financing for the Ukraine and its neighbors so they can buy American-made weapons and equipment. Now, this is a big deal, and it continues to get bigger every time they open their mouth and say something. Now, in addition, we know the Russians and their aerial warfare that they've got going on, they claim to have just shot down 5 Ukrainian planes. Now, I can't confirm nor can I deny that, but Ukraine doesn't have that many planes to begin with. If they shot down 5 of them, they probably shot down a fair amount of what they have ready to fly. And we do have a lot of foreign people there in Ukraine that are, according to reports, that are flying aircraft, maybe actually directing them to via radar to targets and whatnot. So that would be extremely interesting if that's the case. We'll keep on it and see if we can figure it out, and I'll ask the colonel about it when he comes in next hour. Now, U.S. Africa Command has conducted more than a dozen airstrikes in Somalia in 2022 in its counterterrorism operations against al-Shabaab and aiding the Somali government. That's an increase of more than 30% over the previous year. Reports are that they've killed more than 100 of the bad guys in doing that. In addition, the defense policy bill signed into law by President Joe Biden back on December 23rd, will make a small but significant change in how the National Guard processes officer promotions, and it will also direct the Defense Department to study how bureaucratic requirements affect timely promotions in the National Guard. That could be interesting, because I know guys that were there longer than me that had the rank that I had for 20 years because it was very difficult to get a promotion. But, oh, well, it is what it is. Now, Marines already at the Pentagon have been milling around the food court and strolling the hallways of the Pentagon in their camis. But now, the camouflage combat utility uniforms have been okayed to wear for the Pentagon Marines, so they won't have to get all dressed up with no place to go. And it only makes perfect sense. They can do it elsewhere. Why can't they do it there? By the way, it's official now. The military spouses will get employment relief for moving. And it's about time that they woke up and helped them with that, because there's more than 132,000 active duty spouses and occupations that require licensing. And when they move, there's quite a process they have to do to do that moving. You just don't pick up and go and say, okay, well, I'm a real estate agent and I'm going to go to California now and I'll set myself up to sell houses over there. Well, it doesn't work that way. You got to take the test and go all over again. Now, President Vladimir Zelensky said that the Bradley armored vehicles included in the latest U.S. aid packages are exactly what is needed for Ukrainian troops. Okay, well, good. We'll see. Russia, by the way, launched 7 missile strikes, 31 air raids and 73 attacks from salvo rocket launchers in the past day. That according to the general staff of Ukraine's armed forces, who said that in a daily report on Monday. Ukrainian forces repelled attacks on 14 settlements, including Bakhmut, which was the largest of the settlements that the Russians tried to attack. Now, the U.S. is also sending to Ukraine the Sea Sparrow missiles in the latest aid package. Now, the RIM-7 Sea Sparrows are quite the device. They fly almost at water level, and when they come in on their target, it's very hard to spot them. Very hard to spot them. And for the most part, they're way below radar. Trying to find them with radar is next to impossible as well. Now, some Chechens and Crimean Tatars and people from the former Soviet republics, all with deep historical grievances against Moscow, are eagerly taking up arms for Kiev to fight against their arch enemy, the Russians. The Chechens are ruthless. To watch and see what they do is going to be extremely interesting. Because they have a reputation for being second to nobody when it comes to being a bunch of outlandish folks. Now, you might have heard me talk about China in a segment with Denise. China has militarized some of their civilian ships. You won't know that they're actually armed and ready to go until they get up on you or whatever. And that's now posing a threat to U.S. shores as well as global trade. They could literally come into a seaport and just raise havoc. Will they? Good question. Good question. And these are all things that are happening now that nobody seems to know what's going to happen when you continue to have places like China, places like Libya, places like Syria, places like Iran that are all adapting, improvising, and overcoming, trying to find a way to get at us, the U.S., or our allies, however that might happen to work. And finally, you may have heard some 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be no more. Bye-bye, agents. I think you're going to put them all in the Border Patrol, or most of them. We'll see. All right, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning, and I'll be back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we'll take it right away, Kyle. Thanks so very much. By the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. Now, find more out about them by going online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. They have a location on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. And all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are EMS, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors, too, get afforded tremendous deals there for your service to America. And don't forget, you can also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life as they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door even wider for you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, along comes Harry. And I'm going to throw this out there to begin with because we need a little bit of a laugh. The British people aren't wild about Harry anymore. Remember that song, I'm So Wild About Harry? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not the British people. Sorry, they're not so wild about Harry, and they certainly don't like Meghan. And the popularity for Harry has dropped to record lows never seen before.
I'm hearing about this in bits and pieces and the drama that's, you know, unfolding here and there. I don't pay much attention to the Royals. I really don't. For the life of me, I'm sorry. You're weird. I'm calling you a weirdo. You find this thing, this whole British royal thing fascinating. You follow this stuff. You're one of the, I don't understand. They have royal weddings and people like sit there tuned into this stuff. Why? Why these people don't give a damn about you? Didn't we leave the monarchy, you know, a little over a couple hundred years ago? The people are still obsessed with this stupidity. Mm-hmm. I for the life of me, I mean, come on, get a life, okay, and find something better to do with your time.
Mm-hmm. They are. Mm-hmm. Yep, they are. They really are. So there you go. Now, last night, Steve Scalise, of course, told us what they were going to do in the House of Representatives of Republicans, and they went right after, to begin with, defunding the 87,000 new IRS agents and apparently pulled that money out of there. Don't know what's going to happen, but you and I talked about that off the air. Do they still have to wait? Is that something the president can tie up or what?
No, there's no time. You know, it's just that they voted to have it happen, but, you know, it's got to go through the Senate. It's got to go through the president, which does not at this point in time. So it was just a statement. Nothing is being defunded. Mm-hmm. They can't do that all by their lonesome. The money was already allocated and passed into law in the Inflation Reduction Act. So this is just a statement vote. Nothing is gonna come of this.
Wow. Okay, because they also agreed that they are going to establish a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against the citizens. That would probably mean the DOJ, for the most part.
FBI, too. I mean, they're looking to almost kind of do like a church committee type of situation when it came to the FBI. And I'm all for that. I mean, all these bureaucracies need to be torn down and to start over again. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. They're going to handle investigations. That's not an issue. But, again, you know, the money for the IRS has already been allocated. And I'm going to be honest with you, okay? They want to fix the tax system here in the United States. They could. They could simplify the tax code. There's tons of loopholes in there for various different people. And they're all written into law and into the tax code based upon the money that is donated to certain politicians. I mean, you got a tax code that's over 70,000 pages long. It's ridiculous. And anyway, if they're really interested about collecting taxes and making it fair and equitable and making sure everybody paid, why not just have a national sales tax and you pay at the point of sale rather than have do with this nonsense every single year? Then you everyone would fall underneath it, because again, all of the bad guys out there and the drug dealers, whenever they had to go out and buy stuff, they'd be paying, and it would deal with the problem. But it's not about that. It's about power, and the tax code is where tax code in the Federal Registry is where politicians get all of their power.
Now, they also want to end the SPR, which is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and the oil sales that are going to China.
The deal with the SPR was that there's two things. If they decide to take money out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, they want to have a reaction where you're going to increase production based upon the money that is coming out, and they also wanted to say any money coming out of the SPR couldn't be sold to China. Those are the two things.
Okay. How about this one, holding the woke prosecutors accountable?
Well, again,
like that guy out in California and the guy in New York, or the woman in New York.
You know, what was something, the Make Prosecutors Prosecute Act or something like that, they were calling it?
Yep.
And like, listen, I mean, you can do that, and I don't have any problem with it. I don't think it's, you know, that big of a deal. But the reality is that people living in these cities and in these states continue to vote for these people into office that continue to push for this nonsense. So again, what if their own people don't care about what the prosecutors are doing, and he can continue to vote the same way. What difference does it make if you decide to publicize how bad your DA are? We know how bad the DAs are in certain cities. We know what's going on. We have the cashless bail nonsense that goes on here and there, but people vote for it. So, I mean, that's, I think that's great. Okay, you want to say just, you know, how few, but I think you need, you got a half a brain. You don't see that these people committing crimes are doing it again and again and again, and they got rap sheets the size of telephone books. I mean, again, you know, you got to deal with these issues. You deal with them at the voting booth. And if these people don't care in these places, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, then you've got the one about establishing a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against citizens. Now, that is not just the FBI. I'm sorry, the DOJ. It's the FBI. But the FBI is part of the DOJ.
Well, yeah, this is that whole, you know, this idea of almost doing that, the church committee type of situation, like they did
exactly
back in the day. And again, I'm all for it. You know, that is a huge problem that we have in our country. I've been yelling about it for a long period of time. It's not just the left; it's the right as well. You know, George W. Bush expanded, you know, the government more than anybody had ever seen. You know, in the bureaucracy with the Department of Homeland Security and all these other agencies that are out there. It's crazy at this point in time. And the funny thing is all these acronym agencies that you have out there, they don't operate like our Constitution operates. They act as judge, jury, and executioner. Now, when it comes to the FBI, I mean, we see how the misuse of power in those places, and quite frankly, people don't trust it anymore. They really don't. And that's, you know, supposedly our federal police force. Yeah, it needs to be cleaned out from top to bottom.
Well, you won't get any argument with me on that one. By the way, House Democrats are calling to deport Mr. Bolsonaro, who happens to be in Florida. I believe he's over in Orlando right now, hospitalized with severe abdominal pain. He got stabbed a couple of years ago or whatnot in an assassination attempt, and that's what they think the problem is that's going on right now.
With the riots that took place in Brazil, I don't know the nuances of, who pushed what where and, you know, who, you know, tried to get these riots going. Again, these people are delusional. They really are. I mean, it's crazy. You know, they're trying to overthrow a government. I mean, we're really on a doing. I mean, Brazil's a big country. I know it's happened, before in some smaller Latin American countries, but this seems to be mass delusion going on down there.
Yeah, and the House Democrats are actually trying to get this guy deported back to the regime that's there, the socialist Lula regime.
Lula might have a bit of an event because he went to jail too for a period of time. I mean, it's great politics down there. Again, quite honest with you, I can't get my arms around.
All right, my friend, I hear the music coming up. You do, too. It means I got to talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out. And we'll be back with more right after this top of the hour break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.